Measuring the World, written by Daniel Kehlmann and read by Humphrey Bauer. Alexander von Humboldt was famous in all of Europe for an expedition to the tropics he had led 25 years earlier. He had been in New Spain, New Granada, New Barcelona, New Andalusia, and the United States. He had discovered the natural canal that connects the Orinoco and the Amazon. He had climbed the highest mountain in the known world. He had collected thousands of plants and hundreds of animals, some living, the majority dead. He had talked to parrots, disinterred corpses, measured every river, every mountain, and every lake in his path, had crawled into burrows, and had tasted more berries and climbed more trees than anyone could begin to imagine. He was the younger of two brothers. Their father, a wealthy man of the minor nobility, had died early. When seeking advice on how to educate her sons, his mother had turned to no less a figure than Goethe. The latter's response was that a pair of brothers in whom the whole panoply of human aspirations so manifested itself, thus promising that the richest possibilities, both of action and aesthetic appreciation, might become exemplary reality, presented as it were a drama capable of filling the mind with hope and feeding the spirit with much to reflect upon. Nobody could make head or tail of this sentence. Not their mother, not Kunt the majordomo, a rail of a man with large ears. He took it to mean, he said finally, that it was a kind of experiment. The one should be educated to be a man of culture, and the other a man of science. And which was which? Kunt thought. Then he shrugged his shoulders and suggested that they toss a coin. 15 highly paid experts came to lecture them at university level. For the younger brother, it was chemistry, physics, and mathematics. For the elder, it was languages and literature. And for them both, it was Greek, Latin, and philosophy. 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, with no time off and no holidays. The younger brother, Alexander, was taciturn and frail. He needed encouragement in everything he did, and his marks were mediocre. When left to his own devices, he wandered in the woods, collecting beetles and ordering them in categories he made up himself. At the age of 9, he followed Benjamin Franklin's design and built a lightning conductor and attached it to the roof of the castle they lived in near the capital. It was only the second anywhere in Germany. The other was in Göttingen, mounted on physics professor Lichtenberg's roof. These were the only two places where one was safe from the heavens.